here with Don Piesold having our October chamber chats, already October. We're going to be talking about Christmas stuff.
We are.
Which actually I'm excited about it.
I am too. It's right around the corner and you know how that comes pretty darn fast.
It does. I got to start thinking about Christmas shopping. So every year, going to get it done and not do last minute things, but.
Would you like for me to give you my list as well, since you're already thinking about it? No? Okay.
Maybe. but first, you want to tell us about the pork patty fundraiser.
Yes. Before we get into Christmas, we are Litchfield Chamber, along with the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce, is having our agribusiness pork patty fundraiser this Friday, October 23rd, in Litchfield at McKay Auto Parts parking lot. We'll sell pork patty sandwiches, chips, or fruit, and a drink for $5, or you can get a sandwich for $3. And one thing I love about this is 100% of the proceeds from the sales benefit the 2016 Agribusiness Scholarship Fund. And the Agribusiness Committee established this for to assist youth in Montgomery County who would like to pursue a degree in career and agricultural industries. So that's a very good cause, and we do have, being a rural community, we have a lot of youth that are interested in that field, so we definitely want to support them.
Yeah.
So come on out, get a pork patty, Friday, at McKay Auto Parts in Litchfield.
All right. You said how many scholarships?
Well, it just depends on how many. We give out quite a few every year, and it just depends on how many applicants we have, and then, of course, how many funds are raised, have been raised, and we can go towards that. But 100% of all the proceeds from the pork patty sales go towards that.
Okay. So what are some of the, like, stipulations for, or do you know, as far as what they look for in applications?
I do not know that. We have a great committee comprised of both members, Litchfield and Hillsboro Chamber members, and they have it down pat, and they go through all the applicants and choose who they feels best. And we give out quite a few. I do know that.
All right.
I do all the book work, and Leslie, along with Leslie Pollard, the director there in Hillsboro.
All right. So Friday.
That's this Friday.
Yes. All right. So now we're going to talk about Christmas.
Moving on to Christmas.
How early do you have to start planning for, like, chamber Christmas events?
September. Okay. We start in September. And we'll go through and try to figure out what's best, what worked last year, what didn't work last year, and kind of consolidate all of those and see what we have and get some new suggestions. We're always open to new suggestions, keeping it fresh and yet wanting to still implement everything that seems to work and is a good tradition. And, always pray for good weather. You can't start doing that early. All you listeners, pray for nice weather. We have a lot of things going on. Of course, we'll have the $500 shopping spree again. We will get those out, the boxes out, or the presents for anybody to register at participating businesses around November 20th. And those, each will draw five names, and each winner will win $100. So that's exciting. The Christmas parade, it has a theme this year of Christmas in Toyland. That will be a lighted parade again at 6 o'clock p.m. on December 4th. It'll be downtown, so that's always a fun thing. It'll be going on during our holiday walk downtown, and that's also December 4th, of course, beginning at 5 o'clock p.m. and lasting to 8 o'clock p.m. An event that goes over very well for the kids is after the parade over at the Moose Lodge. They can get their photos taken with Santa and get a little treat bag. And actually, Mr. and Mrs. Santa are there. And it's really, it's so nice in the Moose. And the ladies of the Moose, they make cookies. And it's real. The kids seem to really enjoy it. Hot chocolate is donated and provided by UJ's. Treat bags are just nicely done for all the kids. There's always plenty provided by the Epsilon Psi sorority. So that's really nice. And then going on throughout, along with the holiday walk and the photos with Santa after the parade, there's a train show. The Model Railroad Open House will be hosted by the Litchfield Train Group, and that's located at the Meriprise Financial Building. Okay. So a lot going on.
Yeah. So what is the holiday walk?
You can, any participating businesses in town, a lot of times it's the ones downtown really like to try to be open since the parade is going downtown and the kids go over to the Moose, which is downtown. The train show, Meriprise Building, is located downtown, so we ask all any business who'd like to stay open, offer sales and promotions, have some treats usually. Go in and just a fun little gathering place and make it get the holiday spirit going and kick off the season.
Yeah.
A nice time to get out and about and socialize with others.
Do some holiday shopping.
And do some holiday shopping, of course.
And so you said the Christmas parade was lighted. Is it dark out?
It is lighted.
Parade time?
By 6 o'clock, it's dark. And it's really, we've done this, I think, 3 years. This will be our third year. We've done it for a while now, and it's really gone over well, and it's fun. And we have all the elves that ride along with Santa, and they will be on a fire engine, so the kids think that's just a hoot and love that. And it's really fun. And we give out prizes for the floats. We give out 3 different cash prizes, $100 to the winner, to the winning float, and then $75 for second place and $50 for third place.
All right. Cool. I've never been to a nighttime parade.
Oh, we've had some good float entries, so we're hoping to get a lot this year and amp up the competition.
All right. And then I see, is that Saturday?
The next Saturday. Yes, the next Saturday after that is the Jingle Bell Jog. And that's the 5K run walk. That will be Saturday morning at 8:30 is when the race begins. 7:30 is registration. That's going to also be back at the Moose. And so we're very thankful to the Moose that they donate and let us use their facility for both of these events. It gives the runners somewhere warm to go and kind of get stretched out, have some bananas if they'd like, get everybody get registered, get their number, so forth. And then we go out and they start the race. And then they come in and we announce the winners and give out the medals. It's really fun.
And hot chocolate?
We do have hot chocolate. Okay. Yes.
I'm thinking that sounds cold.
Usually, I have to say, though, that I am the one drinking the hot chocolate because I'm freezing and some other volunteers. And the runners, they're like, that's the last thing they want is hot chocolate. Once in a while, we'll get one of them. But they usually grab the water. And I'm sure if I was out running and exerting all that energy, I would want water too.
True.
So, but yes, hot chocolate will be there.
All right. And register before November 27th to receive a sweatshirt?
You can. We'd love for you to register early, as always. That's such a good idea to do. And then you're guaranteed to have the sweatshirt. So that's nice. And I also didn't want to forget, November 28th, though, is Small Business Saturday. And wanted to encourage everybody to think about shopping Litchfield first, shopping within, if not Litchfield, within your local community. I know WSMI reaches a lot of ears, which is wonderful. And just think about supporting your community and what you could get there first. Again, Small Business Saturday is November 28th, and Litchfield has some great businesses and some nice opportunities to mark some. Get some gifts marked off your list for your loved ones, as well as the other surrounding towns.
All right, good deal.
So make sure you do that. And then also on back to December 5th, after the Jingle Bell Jog, and we'll be showing at noon, the West Side Cinema will be showing a complimentary Christmas movie, and it's free to the public. Kids and adults alike. So we have yet to determine the movie, but I will get that out to you, Sarah, and we'll have that in the paper and on our website and so forth. And Steve Daugherty, the owner, he's always good about supplying a good traditional movie for all family members, for all ages. So we're very thankful for that, and that will be at noon Saturday, December 5th.
All right, good deal. Lots of Christmas stuff. You're getting excited for Christmas, Dawn.
Did I get the ball rolling?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and we never want to forget Thanksgiving.
Though, well, yeah. So, yeah. But so coming back to November, you have your last business education workshop series coming up.
We do. As you all know, the Litchfield and Hillsborough Chambers have been sponsoring a business education workshop series. And our last class is coming up on Thursday, November 12th. It will be in the morning again, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And it will be held at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. The subject I'm very excited about, and I think we'll have a great turnout, I hope so, is social media for small businesses. Whether we like it or not, or whether we've jumped on the bandwagon or not, it's here to stay. And it's a great way to communicate and get the word out, and get the word out to others, and also for us to find out what's going on within the community and surrounding areas. So it looks like it will be presented by Dana Works out of St. Louis, and it's just going to focus on utilizing social media through several strategies and a lot to learn, a lot of hands-on training. She is encouraging everyone to bring their laptops if they'd like. And if not, don't let that discourage you, though, if you don't have one. So there will be a lot of good information in there for all of us. I myself will be taking notes and listening intently. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Right. Yeah.
And if anyone has any questions, would like to register, you can get a hold of myself at the office. Email info@litchfieldchamber.com. Give me a call, or get a hold of Leslie Pollard if you're from Hillsborough or that area. Email her or send her a text or just whatever. Let us know. And if you have to come at the last minute, we welcome that too. We just really would like to encourage businesses to take the opportunity to utilize this. It's only $20 fee for chamber members, which is unheard of, I think, with any kind of training. That's a great price point. And it sounds like it's going to be very informative.
Yeah. And would you like people to register? I know you said last minute, but you'd prefer them to register kind of a week ahead of time?
Register now. I've had several call me, email me to register now. So the earlier, the better. You ensure your spot. Gives us an idea of how much food we'll provide, because we want to have a breakfast for everyone. And gives the facility, Lincoln Land, a nice idea of how many people to set up for. So registering early is always encouraged, but not a necessity.
Yes. All right. Well, anything else going on?
Well, I do want to welcome, we have a couple new members, Kelly Services. They've recently joined the Litchfield Chamber. They're a temporary staffing agency, and we're very excited to welcome them to the Litchfield Chamber. And we have also had the Baymont Inn and Suites join. Co-owners Jane Martin and Nancy Hyam have had the Holiday Inn Express for years there where the Baymont used to be. And then, as we all know, they built a beautiful new hotel, and so they have two hotels now. So the Holiday Inn Express transferred over there, and then the existing hotel is now the Baymont Inn and Suites, so they've joined the chamber as well. Okay. So thank you to Nancy Hyam and Jane Martin for being supportive of the Litchfield Chamber.
All right, good deal. So it's Christmas, social media, pork patty fundraiser this Friday. I think we covered it.
I think we did. As always, contact the Litchfield Chamber if you have any questions about anything we've talked about or if you have something you'd like to bring up. I'm always would welcome anybody to get a hold of me, or better yet, come by and see me at the office inside the Litchfield Museum. It's a great place to come and look around, especially with the weather getting cold and everyone's looking for things to do inside.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Dawn.
Thank you, Sarah.